The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is Mick Schatz.
Streaming live on DallasCowboys.com and the official Dallas Cowboys app.
Now, here are Bill Jones, Everson Walls, and Mickey Spagnola.
Okay, we've got some music to start this fabulous Football Go. Friday.
Go! Dallas.
Not till Monday.
Cowboys! It's the gold team of the senior pros. Let the whole world
hear the grand entrance for Everson Walls, who is not in the studio right now.
Stampede! Go, you Dallas Cowboys!
Now that should get you fired up for playoff football, super wild card football on Monday night. And we did that on Friday because we're making our picks on Friday because Mickey Spagnola will be in Tampa, Florida on Monday, and the fines will be distributed at that time. as Everson Walls. Everson, you missed Stampede. Yeah. And you came stampeding into the SWBC podcast studio.
I thought you have to forgive me. I was on the Irving Fryer podcast.
Oh.
I was just up in the parking lot. I told him, you got to let me go so I can get down here. So he let me go early.
Where is he doing a podcast from?
He's doing from Philly.
Oh.
So he says, hey, if there's a possibility that the Cowboys and Eagles could play, and I interrupted him and said, and we're going to kick y'all's ass. That's what I told him. So I left him with that.
Now, he didn't play there, did he?
He played in Philly.
Did he?
Yeah. He played, Boston?
Was it New England, right?
Yeah, with New England.
Yeah.
Philly.
It used to be the Boston Patriots. Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
I
before
remember,
my time.
I remember that, by the way.
Before Mickey's time.
You know, wait a minute. Coach Joe, that's where he played.
Yeah.
He played for the Boston Patriots.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Fenway Park, I believe.
That's right. He did play for Philly 1996 through 98. Irving Fryer played for the Eagles.
Huh.
Former number one overall draft pick of the New England Patriots in 1984 out of Nebraska.
He was up for the Hall of Fame, but didn't make it. I think it was I don't know if it was modern day or not. I don't think it. Maybe it was modern day, but he was up for it, didn't make it.
Was that when?
This is like the last couple of years.
No. I meant 84. Was that Fairbanks? No.
Well, the Patriots?
Who was coaching?
Oh, coaching.
84. I think it was.
Ron Meyer?
Or Meyer.
I think it might have been Ron Meyer.
All right, I'll have that for you shortly, but let's kick off the show, Mickey, with something from your legal pad in the meantime.
Well, let's go over the
sorry to interrupt.
Injury update, right? Mike McCarthy said, Tyron Smith ended up on the injury report yesterday.
Okay.
With a knee. Sounds like it was just a tweak or whatever. He was limited and McCarthy said today that he should be good to go.
Good to go.
It's their day to have padded practice today. He thought that Tyler Biadasz was good yesterday, but again, in pads. He said this will be a big day for him, but everything looked good yesterday. And Xavier Rhodes, who we got a chance to talk to in the locker room yesterday, somebody was asking him, are you good? Can you play? And he goes, well, if I wasn't, I wouldn't be here.
Spoken like a true veteran.
Yes, exactly. And so he felt like, whatever they ask of him, he feels like he can do.
Mm-hmm.
McCarthy also said, since this is our padded practice, this will be a big day for him also. So it didn't seem like he was worried about anything else. And I've been told that Sam Williams took care of whatever he needed to do with the Frisco PD,
right.
And that he'll be at practice and is available to play on Monday.
Excellent.
And the head coach of the New England Patriots in 1984, when Irving Fryer was drafted number one overall, was Ron Meyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fired at midseason, replaced by a Hall of Famer, Raymond Berry.
Oh, I
became the head coach
yes.
midway through that 1984
season.
So
when was
Fairbanks
coach
would have
Fairbanks
been.
After
let me go
that?
Back. I'm gonna. Go, it's got to be before that.
No, before
yeah, Ron,
that.
Ron yeah. Meyer was coaching. I think.
Oh, wait.
When I came into the league.
See, Ron
Maybe
Earhart
wait.
Was there in '81. I'm going back, going
it
back,
Earhart?
Going
it
back.
It would have been early '70s.
Yeah, it was early '70s. He was with OU and then
OU,
Colorado.
And then Colorado. No, I thought it was OU.
Fairbanks.
He went from Colorado to New England.
Let's see, 1977, Fairbanks was the head coach of the Patriots, through, and he was
That's
let go late in the 78 season.
Right.
So, anyway, there you go. Here's your New England Patriots trivia, and they are not in the playoffs this year.
They aren't.
That's right.
Is it because Tom Brady's with Tampa Bay?
Well, yeah, that has something to do with it, which brings us back to the
yes.
task at hand. And it sounded like the Bucs, they completed all their padded practices in the regular season. So
no, I think you get an
or
extra.
You get an extra in the postseason?
I think
okay.
you get an extra.
You get one.
One.
Okay.
Per week?
I think.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I meant to ask Mike when he walked off, and he got away from me, so I didn't get to verify that. But I think that's what it is. So today's their padded practice. Also, from you know the injury report, you know the center may not make it in this game. Haynes, is it Haynesy?
Robert Haynesy.
Yeah. So that means they got to move to do a little line dance there with Leverett.
Nick Leverett out of Rice.
Very good, Bill. And so, and the other guy,
college free agent in 2020, who has been
almost,
starting for at guard.
It almost
for
sounded
half
like
the season.
You're perturbing. Spagnola, man.
Uh-huh.
And then
information. I have it.
And then actually, the guy that would take Leverett's spot.
I think you do have the uh-huh. habit of doing that, yeah.
Has been limited. Okay, we'll see if you got this one down.
Uh-huh.
Molshon? Molcon?
John Molshon.
Molshon. He would be have to jump in.
A lot
there
of illegal motion.
Motion.
All right, well, wait, what school is he from? No, too late.
You know, right. Yeah, I'm going to say
high school. That's what he
probably one of the Frisco man. High schools.
Right,
he's
right,
out of Cincinnati Molar, but I want to say Michigan, but I may be way off on that, and I don't have it written down in my voluminous notebook. All right, but otherwise, on their offensive line, they're getting healthier. Haynesy got hurt in their last game. He was only in there for like 16 snaps their last game.
Boise State.
But Boise State. Like I said, John Molshon is from Boise.
So, wait.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you're saying that when he got hurt, I mean, did he just leave or did he get hurt in the game we're talking about?
He left the game. And they were resting some players, but he did come out of the game
hamstring.
With an injury.
Hamstring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to diagnose that.
And he's been limited, so we'll see
yeah,
what
that's,
happens.
That doesn't sound
but you got an extra day.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like he was
they're
hurt.
Not. They're not. They're not.
We'll see what happens.
That was another resting situation right there.
Yeah, and they had issues on their offensive line from the get-go this season with injuries, and they had Ali Marpet retired in the offseason. They were replacing him. And so, and Ryan Jensen is their guy that has been their veteran
right.
center who got hurt in preseason.
I mean, I think if I remember from the season opener, the only offensive lineman they had in place from the year before was Donovan Smith, the offensive
and
tackle.
Tristan Wirfs at right tackle.
Yeah. But
there's a two-time Pro Bowler now.
Yeah.
But they still ran on us. They ran on us very well.
They did.
They did.
The only team in the league that they ran against this year is the first game
but
of the year.
But they sacked Tom Brady, I believe, twice?
Yes.
Micah
had one and a half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Was that right? Or he have both of them?
Let's go. Let's go
them.
With both.
I think both.
Because
yeah.
he was at averaging two
a game.
Well, every time he'd get one, he'd get two. Mm,
yeah.
You'd never just get one.
Would you like to clean up the mess that was left yesterday in regards to the season opener in 2021 when Tampa Bay came back to beat Dallas 31-29.
Yeah, I was
and
glad
Everson,
you found that.
Everson asked
Man,
a question
yeah,
there was, and we couldn't recall exactly what the play was, but there was some controversial push off or something at the end of that game. And sure enough, I went back on NFL Plus and looked at that end of that game.
Because I can't sign on to mine.
You can't? What's wrong?
I just they said they fixed it, and every time I try to sign on, they want me to pay.
You gotta pay your
but it was on that.
You got booted off, Chris.
Cowboys kicked a field goal to go up 29-28, as you all recall. And then Brady brought the Bucs down the field, and it was about at the 45-43-yard line with 20 seconds left in the game.
Crucial part of the field.
And Chris Godwin. Mm-hmm. He pushed off on Jordan Lewis. That put him in
Dallas
field goal range.
Clearly a push. Clearly a push.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he shoved him down.
It was clearly a push. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I was looking at. I didn't have a vision of a flag either way, but I knew that something happened with a PI.
Yeah, you said pass interference. Yeah. I'm looking for pass interference.
Yeah. It wasn't on there.
There was nothing there.
It wasn't called. Yeah. It was not called. So therefore,
and even the guy
exist.
That was analyzing the game, when he got to look at it again, he goes,
that was Chris.
That
and by the way, he was a wide receiver, too, in the league.
Yes, that was Chris
Collinsworth.
Yeah, he said, that was pass interference.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
He shoved him down.
It was pretty obvious to see. And that's when you know that the referees – they read as well, you know. They know who's who. They know the reputations. And they are, I think, influenced at times by
the GOAT.
Or even the GOAT-less.
You want me to tell you about influence? Mm. Did you guys watch the Mavericks game last night?
I did.
I thought I was watching WWE. It was like a wrestling match.
Man, they were going at it the whole game.
Huh?
Yes, it was a hell of a game. I saw it. Hell of a game.
LeBron James, the big bully he is, he barrels over everybody, right? And somebody hits him with an elbow, and he goes flopping like he's in soccer. It's like, give me a break.
I happen to be a LeBron James fan, but I'm also a Luka fan. And both of them were out there crying like babies the whole night.
But he's so big.
Okay, that doesn't mean
it. Yes, it does.
He should cry less.
They can't hurt
Luka
him.
Luka is just as big as he is.
No, I don't think so.
Luka is a big dude. Have you not seen him? He is huge. He lost weight to still be huge.
And I'll tell you what, after the game, mm-hmm. I'm not hugging Westbrook, by the way.
Yeah, now that's the guy that was going crazy. That's the one that was going crazy. You're talking about LeBron.
He just sideswiped Luka. Into him on purpose.
He ran into him even after the ball was being taken out.
And again.
Yeah, just boom.
And then they're hugging afterwards. I said I'd be if I would hug him.
Oh, man. Well,
anyways.
There's a few people
done?
Down here you won't
I'm
hug.
I'm done. You're done?
Yes, sorry.
Okay. Was that a mix shot?
That was.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had the mix shot sounder.
And it can't be because of the Mavericks, though.
No. That's right.
And the worst part was, is I stayed up to watch it, and it
was a good game.
Double overtime.
I couldn't go to sleep.
It was midnight before the game was
over. It was fun,
though.
Good game.
But,
yes.
To the point that Tampa got a call
in
that situation, and it resulted in a last-second field goal.
Tampa got a reprieve. They didn't get a call. They got a no call, and that could have made the difference. If you take away that pass and then you put on 10 yards on that.
So they're back at the Cowboys. They were at the Dallas, 42? Mm-hmm. So that would have knocked them back to their own 48,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they couldn't have sat there and went.
And that was with 20 seconds left. They would have been facing second and 20.
It was 18 seconds left on the next snap. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
And then he just threw three complete passes to to burn the clock, get it down to 0-7 before Succop hit the
field. Otherwise, he wouldn't – those three passes –
they got to play.
Yes, they have to count.
There are people in Tampa listening, and they're saying, no, Brady facing second and 20 at his own 48, he would complete a pass and still would have done it.
There is merit to that.
There is merit to that.
That does not mean
that's
it's
right.
going to
that's
be –
that's why yesterday I said – you asked what the X factor in this game is. I said Tom Brady is the X factor. And it's not, and obviously it, Tom Brady, it, you don't normally consider
he's
the quarterback to be the
A through Z.
But
factor.
It's those moments, and we saw it this season where they haven't played very well the entire game, and there are a couple of times late in the season where he pulls out a victory somehow after a horrid performance for their offense.
Most time he does not need help. Just that particular day, he got help.
Just need to be up by 9 with a minute to go if he's got the ball in his hands. You know, I remember back.
Don't be up by 8 because you get the touchdown and the two-point conversion.
9. I go back to when Everson and the Giants beat San Francisco for that NFC title game.
15-13?
It was 15-13, and I remember writing that the key to this game was, at the end, the ball was not in Joe Montana's hand.
Mm-mm. No, Joe couldn't even feel his hands.
Right?
At that time, he couldn't even feel his hands. He was on the bench. So we had just knocked him out of the game.
Yeah.
Leonard Marshall. So, yeah, we went there with Steve Young.
You didn't want him in the game at the end. You guys had the ball, if I remember, at the end. And that was the key.
That was it. We kicked
you wouldn't be confident in the Bucs' chances against the Cowboys if your guy, Blaine Gabbert, was in the game at the end?
Or
Missouri Tiger?
Or who was the
Kyle other? Trask is their other
Trask
quarterback.
Trask finished it off. I would rather take my chances with that.
Yeah. And see, being the defensive player, you know, statements like this are insulting. They really are. I mean, we gave it up to Joe Montana. Yes, we did. Gave it up to Joe Theismann the year after that. Yes, we did. But I'm not going to go into a game thinking, oh, here we go. You just don't. You cannot think that.
Right.
Because once you start thinking that, then you play like that. And so as an individual, you really can't think like that. If you think like that as a team, then you're infected.
Speaking of the thinking of the team going into this week, coming off the loss and the way the team performed on offense and special teams, especially against Washington, if you're the head coach of this team, how are you? What's your message to the team this week? Getting, you know, we talked yesterday about 30 years ago when the Cowboys are going to the playoffs in '92, which was their first Super Bowl season of the '90s, and Jimmy cut Curvin Richards after the last game of the regular season. Team was playing very well going into that playoffs, and that was getting the team's attention in a different way because, okay, there was one negative play that happened in the fourth quarter, but Jimmy's making sure that, no, we got to be on our, you know.
You can't.
What about coming
it.
Out of
you
this game? But what about this year, coming off the performance they had, but also coming off what happened over the last half of the season? What is your motivational theme or message to the team going into this game?
The game plan. The game plan itself has to be something that inspires. You know, you as coaches have to show that you're putting your effort into this as well. We're not just rolling it out like we used to. We're not coming up with necessarily the same game plan. We're not changing it too much, but there's going to be an emphasis on certain things in this game plan to where the players are going to say, that's the point. Yeah, that's one of the issues right there.
So McCarthy's philosophy on that was, we'll watch it on Monday, and we're burning the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take into account the body of work over the entire season.
The reason I was asking the question, I taped the coach's show last night. And
exactly what I said?
My preface to asking about the offense was over a 9-game stretch after Dak came back, your offense is averaging 36 points a game, leading the league in so many categories, and yet the interception issue. Where do you view your offense now going into the playoffs? And he laughed and said, oh, so there's some positive things about the offense? You found some positive notes about the offense?
It's
all
amazing.
I'm hearing about is how bad our offense
is. It's amazing.
And so
is amazing.
I'm thinking, he is still in that team. Mm-hmm. Just what Mickey said there, that, hey, it's the
– so he got asked –
the reason you're here is because what you did over the season.
He got asked it again.
Uh-huh.
And he said the biggest –
about interceptions?
The biggest thing is you got to look at the whole picture. You got to look at the productivity, too. So you don't sit there and tell Dak, oh, you did this, this, and this, because if you look at the season he's had overall with the productivity of the offense, oh, in those nine games when Dak was came back during that stretch, we were averaging 36 points a game. And so I think that's kind of the way
And how would the quote-unquote master motivator from the 90s approach this? He would do the exact same thing.
Yeah. And he went on to say, and he says, what you don't want to do, and he said, it's any player. If you play 30 plays and you had two bad plays, well, 28 plays were real good.
Yeah.
And he said, we don't want to lose what we're doing on the other plays, right?
No doubt.
Not just those two plays.
Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Right.
Isn't that how they say it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's how they say it.
And I thought it was a pretty good philosophy. And after the break, I'll tell you what his philosophy is on all this history of failure that this team is facing.
30 years worth of failure, right?
Yes.
Going back to the last road playoff win over the 49ers. That's coming up next here on Mix Shots.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar? Great job, honey! Oh, well, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. Five times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What do you call a group of grown men and women with their faces painted silver and blue who get together every week to share a 3-hour-long ritual of jumping, sinking, and toasting Miller Lite and 10-gallon hats while yelling, "How about them Cowboys?" You call it Miller Time in Dallas. Here's to the Cowboys. Here's to the original light beer. It's Miller Time. Celebrate responsibly. 2021 Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas.
Back to Mixed Shots.
Get the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate Cowboys fan. Join Dallas Cowboys United, presented by Globe Life, starting at just $20. Join now and get your fan pack, exclusive benefits, and more. Visit DallasCowboys.com/United for details and join today. And for my PSA for today, mm-hmm. The Dallas Zoo has closed down because there's a leopard on the loose.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear this?
I got a notice on my phone.
Wow.
It's called a clouded leopard. It's not in its cage, so they had to shut the zoo down until they find it.
Did they feed him yet?
Oh, I don't know about that part. And then when we started reading about a clouded leopard, it said they have 2-inch canine teeth.
Ooh.
So don't go to the zoo until the code blue has been removed.
I wonder why I didn't get that. You visit the zoo a lot?
No. It came up. I think it was my Dallas Morning News app.
No, that's it. That's the reason. By the way.
So much for sports tonight on CBS 11. I'd be still tracking that leopard.
That's exactly right. No wonder I don't have sports hits at 4 and 5 talking about the
You have a live
animal.
Shot outside the zoo.
That is a beautiful animal, man.
You
look at the color.
You going to show it to the rest of the class?
Hold on a second.
All right. There it is.
Look at the color on that thing, man.
Look at the teeth on that thing.
Jeez. Yeah, I wouldn't be one to mess with that.
So why aren't teams called the Leopards?
That's a good question.
Is anybody? I was trying to think of
I know a couple high schools.
There's a Lovejoy is. Lovejoy, the high school.
Leopards.
Yep. Lorena. All right. All right. I can't remember what it was that you teased.
I teased that everything going into this game, other than the Cowboys being 2-0 in playoff history against Tampa Bay, by the way, is the last time the Cowboys won a road playoff game, which was 1992.
One of the great victories in Cowboys history.
It might be one of the best games I think I've
ever covered. Maybe my favorite to ever cover.
Other than the 94 NFC title game that they lost, the way they came back after turning the ball over the first three times they had it. But anyway, Mike McCarthy is not tone deaf. And he knows what his players are hearing. All this history stuff about, you know, Tom Brady 7-0 against the Cowboys. You know, the Cowboys, you know, haven't gotten to, or haven't won a divisional playoff game and this and that. And then the fact that since it's been 30 years since they won a road playoff game, 1992, San Francisco. So what he did, he said in a team meeting, he got 10 players who had baby pictures in 1992 to emphasize how long ago that was.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
And he put them up. They put them up.
Only 10 players on the team that were born before 1992. Is that
or in 1990? You know, it would be before
that game.
And there was an 11th, by the way. Jason Peters was 10 years old.
Oh, Lord.
But he had a beard, so that it
I think somebody said when we walked off, somebody said, yeah, Peters was probably out there with a cigarette in his mouth.
That's funny.
He put him up to explain.
Well,
you
forget
know.
About Peters. Tom Brady was 15.
Right. to explain how long ago that was, and that history is not on your shoulders.
That's so funny.
And you know, and I thought Micah Parsons was good about it. He said, "You know what? He basically said, I can control today. I can't control history. So that doesn't have any effect on me."
No one's talked about it much, but you know, you can be inspired by other games. I mean, let's just look at the Green Bay Detroit game.
Right.
We hadn't talked about that much at all. Mm-hmm. And it was set up for history to repeat itself. Like it has over and over again with the Lions.
Right, with Rodgers with
Rodgers
the ball.
Rodgers versus the Lions.
At the end.
Yes. I mean, that it was all set up for, you know, Aaron Rodgers to show everybody that how wrong they were, how smart he is. The coach himself, you know, Detroit Lions are fighting history of ineptitude. And here this guy, they come out and they say, screw that. They blitzed the hell out of Aaron Rodgers. They did not care. They were aggressive the whole game. They fell behind, guys, in the game. In Green Bay, right? Well, that was in Green Bay. And they come back and win that ball game, and they made Aaron look like just an average quarterback with, I think, 3 interceptions that game. Well, I know one was called back.
Yeah.
But definitely into some uncharacteristic plays that was all because of the determination of that team. It has nothing to do with the history. They didn't give a damn about what Aaron Rodgers was all about. It was all about the Detroit Tigers, Detroit Lions.
But Detroit wouldn't have done that if they could have made the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
The Detroit, that would have played a factor in it. Their history.
Oh, their history.
Yeah, their history, yeah. Green Bay would have.
All right. Know. But as McCarthy said, we have zero responsibility for the San Francisco game, meaning we didn't win that game.
Mm-hmm. Could have put Kellen Moore's picture up there, too. He was only 4 at the time in 1992.
There you go.
Yep.
How old were you in 1992?
Old enough to be out there. It was a great week. I was out there all week covering the San Francisco side of things leading up to that game. At Dwight Clark's restaurant and talking to him and stuff. Anyway.
What kind of restaurant did he have?
Just a regular
steak.
It was a sports bar. That's what it was. Yeah.
They have Everson's picture up on
there. Oh, I'm sure.
It was prominently displayed. It was on the billboard, the marquee out front. Yeah. The restaurant was called The Catch.
Right. It's a seafood joint.
Yeah, that's right. There's one right in Louisville.
That's right. Oh, I don't get a dime either. That's crazy. That's good stuff.
All right. You're looking through your legal pad. I don't want to lose anything off your legal pad. You prepare so hard for this, and I want to
make
sure.
I've got everything covered here so far. I think everything we needed to talk about, I believe we've talked about.
Which will set the stage for our picks coming up in the next segment.
So I just saw a snippet of it. The NFL All-Pro teams came out.
Yes.
And I believe Micah Parsons.
Micah, and this shows the media does a better job of picking the All-Pro team than the players do?
Yeah.
Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah.
Don't you dare fix your mouth to say that.
All I know is Micah said yesterday when they tried to set him up with that, he basically said, I didn't even vote.
So, really?
Yeah.
He can do that?
You know what? When they do that thing with a poll like that, like NFLPA, and they have the players, they should give you the percentage of players that voted. Because I guarantee you, every player did not vote.
And see, that's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Well, the main issue that everyone would have with it was the fact that Aaron Donald, as great a player as he is, was first team defensive tackle on that player's team.
Well, it said that you couldn't over the first 15 games, so that tells you when the voting went down, you couldn't.
And he played in 11 games this year. He didn't play enough games and didn't have enough stats to merit it. There are more deserving players this year, and as is reflected on the AP All-Pro team that was announced, and running it down, Zach Martin again, first team All-Pro right guard on the team. You want me to give you the list or what?
No, that's all right.
Micah. All right. Everson wants to. I can do it real quick. Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback. The running backs, Josh Jacobs, tight end, Travis Kelce. Receivers are Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, and Davante Adams. Linemen are Trent Williams, Lane Johnson at tackles. The guards are Joel Bitonio and Zach Martin. The center, Jason Kelce. Defense.
That was the NFLPA one, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Defense, edge rushers, Nick Bosa, and Micah Parsons. So Micah got it as an edge rusher over Myles Garrett, who was on the players' team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Interior linemen, Chris Jones and Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams gets it over Aaron Donald at that position. Linebackers are Fred Warner, Roquan Smith, and Matt Milano. Corners, Sauce Gardner, who was not on the players' list, and Patrick Surtain. And the safeties are Minkah Fitzpatrick and Tolonga Hufanga of San Francisco. Special teams, place kicker Daniel Carlson, punter Tommy Townsend, kick returner Keyshawn Nixon, punt returner Marcus Jones, special teamer Jeremy Reeves, and long snapper Andrew DiPaolo.
So those special teams was all different.
Yeah,
yes,
they were all different. Yeah. And Turpin made it on the players' team.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'd have to double check this, but I think when I was doing my deal with the fan, they pointed out that Parsons would have been the only Cowboy defensive player to make All-Pro in his first 2 years. Did you not make it your rookie year?
No, not All-Pro.
You made Pro Bowl?
Pro Bowl, yeah.
So that I thought, spoke volumes. Mm-hmm. If you consider how great defensive players have, and that's always where I would start my argument with Darren Woodson going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, that he leads this team that has had so many great defensive players in tackles. And there were
it's not sexy. I mean,
the stat isn't.
Yeah, the stat is not sexy. Yeah. And it, unfortunately,
more than Bob Lilly, more than Randy White, all those defensive players.
Unfortunately, that does not. And see, that's where the press sometimes can be a little bit distant. You know, they don't realize just
ignorant.
How important that is, you know, to lead the team in tackles.
Yeah.
It's just not sexy. Interceptions are one thing. Tackles from a safety.
And not only did
he
lead them in total tackles, he led them in total special teams tackles for a career.
Oh, they're definitely not looking at that.
Right?
They're not.
Avezzano would not let him off special teams.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
That's something that in-house has to take care of. If you're a management with Dallas Cowboys or part of marketing or whatever it is, get that out there. That needs to be known.
Well, that's why
not everyone knows that.
Last week they had the press conference with Woody and DeMarcus Ware.
They should have done that years ago for Woody.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, you know, I mean, we live so much on our laurels. We don't understand there are other guys that have exhibited greatness that needs to be recognized. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Woody is one of them.
So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out of it.
All right, we have our picks to click, and who wins on Monday night when we come back on Mix Shots?
We paid how much for those lessons?
Shh, she's doing great.
Oh, yeah, totally. Can you pass me a Pepsi Zero Sugar?
Great job, honey!
Oh, well, look at that. That's not the end.
No way. Now it's time for the encore.
You know what? You're right. 5 times? Not enough times.
For everyone who traded in rock concerts for their kids' recitals, you've compromised enough. Pepsi Zero Sugar. That's what I like.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Medal of Honor is our country's highest military award for valor in combat. More than 40 million individuals have served in the armed forces since the Civil War. Fewer than 4,000 have received the Medal of Honor. The National Medal of Honor Museum will be a place to preserve these legacies and inspire America. It's being built right next door to the Dallas Cowboys in Texas. Help us honor our country's greatest heroes. Learn more and get involved at mohmuseum.org.
The season is finally here. For months, we've been gearing up to win. Now it's time for the team that performs on any field, United Ag and Turf. With John Deere zero turns for mowing, compact tractors for loading, mini excavators for digging, Gator utility vehicles for hauling, implements for grading, hay tools for baling, United Ag and Turf for winning. The official Ag and Turf equipment supplier of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit UnitedAgandTurf.com for more.
Back to Mixed Shots.
Cape Post Roofing and Waterproofing, proud partner of the Dallas Cowboys, from corporate homes to your home. Have your roof checked by choice, not by chance. Call now, 214-225-4860, capepostcompany.com.
All right. This is our last time to convene before Monday night. And a reminder, we can, well... Everson and I can, since Mickey will be in Tampa.
I could call him.
I am planning to be at the free wild card watch party on Monday at Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium. And the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders will be there. Rowdy will be there. Gates open at 5:30, kickoff at 7:15. If someone will pay him some more money, Everson will be there.
Yes, for more will, baby.
Visit DallasCowboys.com/2022playoffs. 5:30, Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium, the free wild card watch party.
See, I'm not the person that won't be here. The person that won't be here that we can't have a show is Chris Beam.
Producer Supreme.
He won't be here.
What you doing, Chris?
He'll be in Tampa.
Oh, he'll be with you.
We
could do a show from Tampa.
Well,
there is no shows on Monday.
No shows on Monday, yes. Because there are pregame shows.
Pregames and people are working later on Monday.
That's right. So... But we'll be here Tuesday to preview the next round of the playoffs.
We'll just be getting in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. It's time to make our picks to click and our picks for the game. And I'll just preface this by saying...
Did you get gas today?
I made a trip to the gas station.
No.
Yes, I did.
That ain't going to work out so well.
What do you mean?
Where's Nate from Frisco when you need him? Where is Nate?
What do you mean it's not going to work out so well?
Well,
because it hasn't yet.
You know what? I
worked out for the national championship game, I believe.
Yeah, I just didn't get enough gas.
Remember, I told you it was going to be more 54-16, the 16 gallons you put in.
Well, that's right.
I had a problem with that little equation when I filled up this week.
Oh, you did. Yeah. So it went through your mind.
Went through my mind. I looked at it.
Do not give him the satisfaction, Spags.
And it came
Please
up,
don't, man.
And it came up $49 flat.
$49 to nothing. And that was with just pulling off the handle.
I usually try to get it to 0-0 just because I mess around with all the cents in it. So I said,
it's
not like he's writing down.
$49.
I don't want to go 5 plus 8. I mean, 40,
49 to nothing's not going to work today.
Oh, man.
All right, so Everson, kick us off.
All right, of course, you know I'm pulling for these Cowboys to win this. We start talking about the 2-score lead. That's going to keep the Cowboys cushion where it needs to be. I'm looking at us 28-17, Cowboys winning. And I'm taking the chance because every time I pick someone, he's on the injured list or something by the time practice is over. So I'm looking at my dude, Fresno State, my man Bland, been balling, coming back from the chest injury. I look for him to ball out in the slot and get at least one interception.
At least one interception
and at least two PBUs.
So what was your score again?
28-17 Cowboys.
28-17 Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good. Deron Bland, 28-17 Cowboys.
Right.
Mickey, are you next?
I can go next.
Always.
Okay.
I'm not going to give them that much cushion. I'm going Cowboys 27-22.
22?
22.
Where'd that come from?
Oh, this will be a weird one.
So there'll be a 2-point conversion involved there.
Oh, there'll be field goals and
all over the place.
Attempts for 2-point conversions that don't work. And
so who's going to have the ball last?
They are going to get the monkey off their back. And the guy that's going to do it or help do it, because I don't think Tom Brady is afraid of anything. And he's going to use all his wide receivers. It's going to be Trayvon Diggs.
Okay.
Because he's not going to shy away from three. If he's following Mike Evans, you think that he's not going to throw
I
that
sure
way?
Thought
I'll
about
guarantee
that.
You
he's coming
going to
at
test him. Absolutely.
Yes.
And so Brady down 5 will have the ball to end the game. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
And the Cowboys will make a play.
They will make a play to stop
it. Wow, that will be an exciting game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like, take that, history.
All right. How many points did the Cowboys average over that 9-game stretch?
I believe 36.
Okay. You know, I decided when I went to the gas station that the score will be somewhere in the 30s. Okay,
you
so I went ahead and I didn't fill up the whole way. If I filled up the whole way, it would be 75 to something, and so that would be impractical.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very practical. This is the final score right there. If you can see it, if I got it lined up right on the camera. And can you see that? Can you see that? 35-30 is your final score. The Cowboys are winners over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So
5-point game, just like you.
How did you arrive at this 35-30?
I decided I was going around the 30s. No, I decided the score is going to be around 35 points because the Cowboys averaged 36 over that 9-game stretch. And what was the score when Tampa Bay played Carolina a couple of weeks ago and they were clicking in that game? It was 30-24.
Mm-hmm.
And so there it is, 35-30. Cowboys are winners. And my pick to click, one of the newest Cowboys.
Xavier Rhodes.
No, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you said the newest Cowboys.
No, I said one of the newest.
T.Y. Hilton.
T.Y. Hilton.
I like that.
Will score a touchdown in this game.
Okay, so this dawned on me because I remember looking at their scores through the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, how many points has that team scored this year? They've only scored 313. Divided by 17 comes to 18 points a game. That's it.
Well, they had 19 on us first game.
Right?
That's right. They're right at the average.
Mm-hmm. Right. So if they get 19, that's what I should have done, like 27-19.
Mm-hmm. You can always.
Too late.
That's it. It's sealed.
All right.
Vault is
but
sealed.
They haven't scored that many points.
No.
No.
That's why I tell you that defense for them is extremely important. They're going to give him as many opportunities as they can. Trust me. That's why our offensive line needs to be the MVPs of this game.
They have lost more games than they've won.
Yeah. And if we threw out the 17th, then they were a 500 team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody beat them.
Yeah, a few people.
Right?
And I think six of those wins were by 6 points or fewer for Tampa Bay. Which is the scary thing because...
That means their defense is balling.
So they have won... How many did you say? Six
I
or less?
I think six. Six points or less, six wins.
21-15, 16-13, 17-16, 19-16, and 30-24 against Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And Carolina was able to run the ball a little bit on them. Just a little bit. Not as good as they were against the previous week, but just enough to keep them off balance.
I think one of the things which really stood out to me was the fact that Fournette has caught 73 passes this mm-hmm. year. So he didn't light it up running except probably in that Cowboys game, but he 73 passes.
And once again, guys, you can look at numbers all you want. It's all about when you make those yards. It's all about, are you moving the chain?
Right.
If you move the chain, then I'll take a 2 yard average. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If we're moving the chain every third and two,
which
then
means
I'm
keeping Brady
that.
Off the
That's
field.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. And in their case, they want to keep our offense off the field as well.
It's interesting. Fournette hadn't been on their injury report. He's been battling stuff. Late in the season.
Well, early in the season,
I thought I saw in here on their starting lineup, they had the other running back.
Rashad White?
Yes, listed as the starter.
He might have a stomach ache. He's so doggone. He was thick this year.
Mm. All right. Well, that does it for your preview of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game on Monday night. And Mickey will be there. We will be back here on Tuesday. And again, that free watch party at the stadium, Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium, 5:30 on Monday. Enjoy the game, everybody. And we will shout at you again on Tuesday at noon.
Go Cowboys.
For sure.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How-